for the AmBio paper, it got publicity because that whole idea of how HIV might influence cerebral malaria wasn't really known. And, you know, the HIV plus malaria was an experiment of Mother Nature that pointed to a mechanism, an underlying mechanism for why, you know, kids got cerebral malaria in general. That there's something about their platelets and their monocytes that are a little bit more revved up or interact with the infected red cells in a way that those are the kids that are more vulnerable to this really, really devastating form of malaria. And so the HIV positive patients had more of the platelets and more of the monocytes in the blood vessels that seemed to correlate with them doing badly.